We got the Nagani Mill Chorus's annual spring concert at the Ishpeming High School Auditorium, the W.C. Peterson Auditorium, this Saturday. That's tomorrow, the 11th, at 7 o'clock in the evening. Our concert is entitled The American Way, and we have got a great concert lined up this year. I mean, all of our concerts have been great, and every year our audiences say, wow, that was the best you've ever done. How are you ever going to top that? But you know what? We always seem to be able to top that, and we have a great one this year. This year is no exception.
Now, without telling any secrets, can you give us just a few of the songs that you're going to feature?
Oh, absolutely. As I said, the concert, every year we have a theme, and this year it's the American Way, and we are focusing on music of America, and written in America, sung in America throughout history. And some of the numbers that we have, we've got a spiritual section, Singing in the Fields, it's called. And
which one's that?
We got the creation. Oh, that's the heading. Gary, calm down.
That's the one you're not in, Gary.
That's not the one you missed. It's we've got the creation, which is a beautiful number. We have Order My Steps, Soon I Will Be Done, and A Rock to Build On. And that kind of kicks off our concert. And then we go into different categories within the history of the United States and America. We have
Writers
songs.
In the Sky.
Yeah. We got some old classics. And we've got some duets and some soloists, and we got the Strictly Gospel group is going to perform four as well, and we've got the band behind us again this year. We've got some great talent playing guitar and drums, and speaking of drums, we've got Wayne Oyen playing drums for us, and he's going to do his drum exhibition. Wayne Oyen has been number one in the world in competition, and he's from Ishpeming. He's competed worldwide in about 6 or 7 years now, and he's taken first once, and he's been in the top five numerous times. He's got the fastest hands I've ever seen, and Wayne is gonna join the gospel on a few numbers and play some percussion for us, and it's just gonna be a great
concert. It's
almost
like he's snoozing at that point, though, when he's
I'm sure he gets lost in it little bit. So, Gary, what's some of the comedy? Tell us a little bit about some of the comedy that's coming up.
Well,
because I know you guys
Writers
aren't getting,
in the Sky.
You're not going to get on stage and not make people laugh.
Writers in the Sky is going to be pretty comedic, I guess. I would say that's one. And what's the other one there? The Crawdad song might have a little bit of trick in it.
Oh, yeah.
The Crawdad song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, did. We actually got judged on that one in Eau Claire. When we went down 2 weeks ago, Bill, is that right?
2 weeks ago, yeah.
So it's it's quite comical.
And then what else do you have? Now, let me ask you this. Do you have a barbershop quartet in there?
No, not this yet. No,
we don't have a barbershop.
Because I know you guys have done that before.
Yeah. Yes, we have.
Actually, Bill Bailey's barbershop, I guess.
It's kind of a barbershop number.
You're right.
Yeah. And speaking of that one, Gary, we were pleasantly surprised last night. One of our members has put together a little Dixieland band to go along with Bill Bailey, and my wife's playing clarinet in there, and we were amazed, quite frankly, at how good they sounded last night. That the first time we had heard them,
it was good. Not a lot of confidence.
Well, it was good, but it was surprised.
Well,
we all said, "Whoa,
they were good."
When you guys are impressed, they got to be good.
They are good, yeah. Yeah, I can't say that they sounded just like a Dixieland band.
But yeah, that one, that's a nice, fun song to do. Yeah, we've got a nice assortment, and it's just going to be a great concert.